On FM, online and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg up to 26, Pretoria 28 and Polokwane a high of 30 degrees.
In Germiston on the N3 northbound, there seems to be queuing traffic towards Heidelberg Road.
In your sport, Christopher Reitan wins the Nedbank Challenge by one shot at Sun City, and both the Lions and Cheetahs lose their opening fixtures in the EPCR Challenge Cup.
We start with news just in. 7 people died in an early morning crash in Mpumalanga. The Road Traffic Management Corporation says a vehicle with Mozambican registration and another vehicle crashed on the N12. That's between Uchis and Emalahleni. The cause of the crash is unknown at this stage. More in our next bulletin. Meanwhile, the Border Management Authority says its systems are in place for the anticipated increase in tourists at the country's border posts this festive season. BMA Commissioner Michael Masiapota says the Department of Social Services is also part of their planning. The ANC is in the spotlight as the party prepares to head into its 5th National General Council this week. ANC leaders will gather for a midterm review platform to assess the work of the organisation. But this week will kick off with workers at the ANC's Luthuli House planning to protest outside the venue in Boksburg, saying their November salaries were paid late. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the non-payment of staff has been resolved, but he's acknowledged that this issue reflects poorly on the ANC.
The party funding model regulating the funding of political parties has had a negative effect in relation to the bigger party like the African National Congress.
The Tswane Liquor Traders Association says inadequate law enforcement is contributing to the problem of illegal bars. 12 people, including 3 children, were shot dead at the Soulsville Hostel in the west of Pretoria early on Saturday morning. Chairperson of the Tswane Liquor Traders Association, Opam Tomeni, is urging for greater police visibility in areas with many taverns and shebeens to ensure compliance with operating hour regulations under the Liquor Trade Act.
I want to speak to the station commanders of police stations of Tswane to say let us try to make sure that we close down all those illegal shebeens in the hostel. In a squatter camp, people are selling illegal and people end up dying, more especially under age.
To news from our continent, Benin's president said yesterday that the situation is completely under control in his country after the government thwarted an attempted coup. A group of soldiers announced early yesterday on state TV that they had ousted President Patrice Talon. That sparked a swift response from loyal army forces joined by airstrikes and troop deployments from neighboring Nigeria. And The Economist has weighed in with its word of the year. It's not an AI term, it's not a trendy buzzword, but these professionals who study societies, businesses and individuals say it is a word that rather holds up the mirror to show humanity how messy our lives have become. The Economist described its word of the year as an unappetizing symbol of 2025. Their word is slop.
Slop.
Slop. S-L-O-P.
I feel mildly offended.
Yeah.
They say make peace with it. Whatever slop means to you, that is what 25 has been doing to us.
It kind of makes sense and it kind of doesn't.
No.
It makes complete sense to me.
What?
Slop. So they say AI has made our lives slop. Google searches have become slop of what people are looking for in the world, what they are searching for. We see that in searches. We see it in schools. We see it in societies. We see how we tried to, this year, remedy what our lives have become because they are slop.
I just think of feeding pigs. You put slop in a trough.
So they say. They do say they can compare it with the trough in a pigsty.
Yes.
Okay. That reminds me of sloppy drunk.
If that works for you, you take slop. Take slop, Martin. There
no,
you go.
Not
you
know? Me.
There are so many other words I can think of to describe, I don't know, economics this year and finances and stuff. I don't know if slop is it, though. It's just, there needs to be something harsher.
Yeah.
Am I right?
For me, slop is harsh. If you think of the other words, we had 6-7 and we had pariah society, or what was that one? And slop to me comes in very harsh. It's like,
I feel like slop is sloppy in itself. The use of the word slop is actually exactly what they're explaining, if that makes any sense. Mm. It's not a great word. They've just been slop about it.
Slop makes me think of lazy.
Yes.
And this year felt more deliberate.
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Oh, we'll think of another word. Who are these people?
This is The Economist. Well, The Economist have a team of professionals who study the way we live.